Today's share in the Deir Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Hey Omid Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, Emetz Hashem, finishing up Simen Shin Lamed Gimel and starting Shin Lamed Dalet. So we are already halfway down on Kuf Ayin Hey Omid Aleph. We are at Sif Gimel. And the Mechaber writes, Elu Arba O Chomesh Kupos Shemefana Hainu Lioreach Echad. In yesterday's share in Sifim Aleph and Beis, we learned that the Mechaber and the Nosei Kelim allow us to go and remove under certain situations to clear a warehouse or storehouse area of packages. You can remove four or five packages, assuming you started to clear the storehouse area on Erev Shabbos, even if you're not doing this for a Tzorech Mitzvah, and you're allowed to do this L'chatchila starting on Shabbos for a Tzorech Mitzvah, but you have to do this in a minimized way. You can only remove up to four or five packages. So when you're allowed to remove these four or five packages, that's per oreach. One of the reasons we said you're allowed to do this is because of hachnasas orchim. So you need the space to house guests or to have guests have food, or for we said other dvar mitzvah. So here, you're allowed to remove four or five of these boxes over here and move them out of the storehouse per oreach. If there are actually many guests, so you need a certain amount of space per guest, so then mifane kashir hazeh, you're allowed to remove these four or five boxes. L'chol oreach v'oreach, you can create enough space over there for each guest to come. So if you have four guests, you can remove four times the four or five boxes. However, he says in this situation, ubavad shlo yifane echod l'kulam, you shouldn't over here have one person remove all of these boxes because that's too much work, and instead have multiple people do it or some other people do it. Don't have the same person remove all of these boxes because, as the Mechaber tells us, the ikot tirch yisera, that's excessive work over here, and therefore ela kol echod yifana liatzmo, either have the guests remove the boxes for themselves or o'achi yifana bado, or have somebody else go and take care of some of the boxes for each of the guests. That's what the Mechaber tells us. The Ramah adds over here, Hago, Chavio Shoyayin. When you're dealing over here with barrels of wine, Shehuvu al Agola, that were brought on Erev Shabbos on a wagon, also lo Ridin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and take those barrels of wine off from the wagon on Shabbos. Unless, in lo L'chovet Orchim, unless it's necessary for the appropriate cover to appropriately feed and give wine to your guests, o l'tzorech mitzvah, or there's a need over here, the havikim mefana otzer, there's some mitzvah need over here that you're doing, and then that would have the same halachos, he brings down from the Ozerua, as the permissibility that we gave you, l'tzorech mitzvah, to go and clear out some of your warehouse. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud, afilu b'Erev Shabbos, we're talking here, the wagon came on Erev Shabbos, so it's not a question of tchum, the imlo came, because if that were not the case, if we're talking about the wagon came on Shabbos, but lav hachi asurim, there would be a separate problem over here, a separate iser, and that is mishum shema bo michutz l'tchum. Maybe the wagon came from outside the tchum, as we've already discussed and learned ukelel b'simin shin chafei, and then you would not be allowed to go and use these items and move them more than dalet amos. The daito mi bod yom. And here we're talking about as well that these weren't muktza. You had planned on drinking them on Shabbos. And even with all of these caveats that it came on Erev Shabbos and you were planning on using them on Shabbos, nevertheless, afilu hochi osu lohoridon mishum uvda dechol o tirchi yisera. It still is forbidden by the rabbis to empty out this wagon over here, either because it looks like a weekday activity or because it's excessive tircha to go and unload the entire wagon. Ella, what should you do? Ella yimshol shom mimenu kishu omid ala gola. Take whatever wine you need, but pouring it from the containers, from the barrels that are on the wagon, and take whatever wine you need, because the wine's not muktzah. As I said, it came Erev Shabbos, and you intended to use it on Shabbos, so there's no muktzah problem over here. There's no tum problem over here, but there's a problem over here of tircha yisera, or of the dechol, if you were to go and empty the wagon. However, if it's impossible to do so, and you do need the wine, so then then you would be allowed to go take the barrels off the wagon, because this would be therefore a lack of covered Shabbos if you need this wine and you couldn't use it, and therefore that would fall under the category bechlal devar mitzvah. He brings out from various achronim that this would therefore be permissible because this would be doing it like a devar mitzvah, like we allowed you to go and clear the warehouse. To a certain extent, so too, you could clear the wagon over here to a certain extent in order to go and have the wine for covered Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph concludes, and he says that when you're doing this for Orchim, it's allowed. V'afilu hochi, imu yoser, mitezvav sayin oser. But even here, you're not allowed to clear more than the 15 saw, which we said a saw is a certain volume, and we said each package, we're talking about yesterday, you can clear four or five packages, it's talking about 3 saw per package. So here too, you shouldn't take off so much from the wagon, because as we pointed out yesterday, Kamosha Kosim Sif Aleph, in your notes are, that is a Tircha Yisera, or it looks too much like Uvda the Chol. And he brings down that this Tesvav Soin, who im hechovis amo al amo berom amo v'gimul etzbos. He brings down from the Morgan of Rome that the volume of such a container is normally able to be figured out based upon if it's an amo by an amo by an amo and 3 etzbos in its cylindrical volume. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, v'im hu makom pseida, im mutar bazeh amir le'en Yehudi, if this is going to be a financial loss if you don't do this, let's say it will be out in the sun and it will get ruined somehow, or it will be stolen, whatever the situation may be, we're talking about a financial loss. So would you be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to go and remove the barrels from the wagon? So he said, we've also discussed this. Ayin and Simon Shin Zayin Sifhei, or Besimon Shin Lamedalit over there, and Dirshu footnote number 9 reminds us that we learned over there in Shulchan Aruch, Shemutu Loma Lenochri Lasos Issa Derabonim Bemokom Mikzas Choli. There we learned that if a person is slightly sick, you can ask a non-Jewish person to help them, or Bemokom Tzorech Harbi, or under pressing need, or Bipnei Mitzvah. And some disagree and say that it's forbidden to ask a non-Jewish person, and the Mishnah Berurah concluded himself over there that only under a situation of hefsid gadol, nechshav kitzorech harbi, a pressing situation is only a great need, is if it's a great financial loss for the person. But without it being a great financial loss, the bottles aren't really a lot of wine, they won't really get spoiled, they'll still be usable, they just won't be as good, so then one should not be makel to ask a non-Jewish person. He brings down as well from the Elyar Rabbah, who's Mafak Beik Bazeh, and says that Afilu B'mokim Hefsid Gadol, that a person shouldn't do this. And his opinion is that when we say over here, a great need, it means Tsar HaGuf, it actually means pain for the person. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'im Ho'eino Yehudi Me Atzmo Parkim Meshabbos, but if the non-Jewish person recognizes your situation and on his own goes and removes the barrels from the wagon, ain't sorech limchos biyodo. He brings out from the Prima Gadim that you don't have to stop him. You don't have to protest and say, please don't do this. And Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down to call over the Tanachri and without telling what to do. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin told us over there, and as well we'll learn it in Shin Lama Dalit and Mitzvah Shem in the upcoming Sif Simon, that is permissible. However, Af Shiyadua Shanachri Yatzimono, just to call the non-Jewish person over it, even though when you do that, you know he'll see what's going on and will help you, he brings down that is permissible as well. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Lamed Gimel. And we begin now Shin Lamed Dalit, which deals with Dinei Deleka B'Shabbos, dealing with the laws of a fire on Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem, this Simon should only be Lahagdil Torah Ladira, it shouldn't be Halacha L'maisa. Now, I should also point out, as we'll see this in various places in this Simon, that whenever there is even the slightest chance of Pikuach Nefashos, you do everything possible to go put out the fire without any concern, except for the 3 cardinal sins, of course. But Pikuach Nefashos is Doche Shabbos, and the situation of our houses today, plus our living amongst the Goyim, if you didn't put out a fire immediately, there would definitely be a Sofek, at least, if not a real Pikuach Nefashos, and therefore many of these halachos are only in theory and not in practice, because in practice we would say that you do everything to put out the fire. So we have to keep that in mind when we read through the Simon, because many of the situations that are described over here are actually talking about a case where there's absolutely no Pikuach Nefashos, which is probably not the case in almost every fire that we would encounter today in our cities, in our apartments, and in our closely built houses, one next to the other. In any event, the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Noflo Deleka B'Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan, a fire occurs on Shabbos. So Imhu B'Alayla, right now we're going to deal just with what you're allowed to take out of the house in terms of you need food. Obviously, you can't put the fire out. There is, in this situation, no concern whatsoever of Pikuach Nefashos, which, as I already pointed out, probably doesn't apply in most situations. But in this theoretical construct where there is no concern of Sofik Pikuach Nefashos or an Ava problem with the non-Jewish neighbors, so then, if it's at nighttime, imhu balaylo kodim suda, if you haven't yet had your Friday night meal, then yochol lahatzil kidei mazon shalosh sudos, then your person is allowed to go and save enough food per person for 3 meals worth, because he'll need for Friday night, he'll need for Shabbos lunch, and he'll need for shalosh sudos. And you can go and bring haroy liyodim liyodim, the amount of food necessary for each individual person, for them. And haroy lebehema lebehema, and likewise for each animal, for that animal, what's appropriate for that animal, you're allowed to bring for that animal. Similarly, b'shachris, if the fire occurred Shabbos morning, before you had your Suda Shachris, your Suda Shenis, so then you're only allowed to bring out Mazon Shtei Sudos for each person, for each animal. And by Mincha time, if it's before Shalosh Shudos, Mazon Suda Echos. You're only allowed to go bring out enough food for one meal per person, per animal. And when we say per animal over here, the Chofetz Chaim over here in Dibur HaMaschil, Kidei Mazon Shalosh Sudos, does bring down that the reason why you're allowed to take out for your animal is Mishum Da'osu Lechol Kodim Shi'itin Maichol Behemto. You're not allowed to eat before you give your animal food, and therefore, that's why you're allowed to go and save for your animal Mazon Gimu Sudos. He brings down for the Sefer Shabbos. That's why you can bring down for your animal three meals. Now, Dirshu footnote number one brings down, this is true even if the person doesn't normally eat three meals. For example, somebody's fasting or somebody doesn't, for whatever the reason, need three meals. He's on a diet or he has already food out there, saved already previously. Nevertheless, we bring down over here, Mutar Lahatzil, Shir Mazon Gimel Sudos. You'll have to go save for each person the amount of food that they would normally eat for three sudos, because Chazal did not make a distinction over here whether you have food or you don't have food already. Lo Chilku Badover. And the Chofetz Chaim further adds, in Dibur HaMaschil, Ubishachris Mazon Shtei Sudos, in the Bir Halacha, he says, Upashu, Deshori Lahatzu, Lecha Mishnah, Lecho Suda. He brings down as well from the Tosef Shabbos, that you can go and, of course, make sure that you have Lecha Mishnah for each meal, which is two challahs, again, for each meal. And he brings down as well, Dimashkim Yochol Lahatzu L'Tzor Kol Yom. When it comes to liquids, you can save much more liquid, because the Kol Hayom, Roi Lishsia, because a person drinks all day, and it's not clear how much he's going to drink. Although the Chofetz Chaim does bring down, Yayin Eino Shori Rach L'Tzor Kimusudo, since wine wasn't normally imbibed outside of the meals, so that you can only save enough wine for the three meals, although be it, Dirshu footnote number three over here brings down that in regards to the saving of wine, if people did drink wine all day, then you could save more as well, because Ein Keva L'Shasiyah, there is no set amount that a person drinks. Dirshu footnote number two has a fascinating question over here. He says, animals don't eat three times a day. How come you're allowed to save meals for the animals three times a day? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down over here that the understanding is, Shari af shekodem ha'achila, tzorech adam lidog l'achilas behemto. You have to make sure that your animal eats. Nevertheless, it doesn't mean over here that you bring out three meals for your animals. It means over here that you bring out enough food for your animals so that when you're eating your three meals, you won't have a concern over here that the animal is hungry. You take out only the food that the animal normally eats. However, he does bring down that the Sfas Emes says, Shebahatzolo l'tzorach behema lo nemar shir gimu sudos. He says that the idea of three sudos was never even mentioned over here for the animal. It's just enough food for the animal. However, the Meiri brings down, Shetuchol is finest min abo so yom, that you bring out the amount that the animal needs to eat for that day. And this is the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan as well. Shematzilin lebehema kishir shedarka lecho b'chol yom. You just have to bring out enough food for the animal, b'lav davka, for three meals. And he brings down, this is based upon this particular animal. You don't look at animals in general, but you have to make sure that this particular animal has enough food for it. If a bigger animal would need more food, a smaller animal would need less food, in order to prevent Tsar Bali Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir HaLocha, Kidei Mazon Shalosh Sudos, adds as well that, of course, we're talking about for each person, you can save three meals for them, even young children. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Aleph explains that when you go and look in Sif Yud Aleph, Ayin Lekam in Sif Yud Aleph, the Lahatzil Mi Bayis Lechotzer Shalom, that you're allowed to bring it out from the house to your courtyard, Yeshom in the Yochalotzi, Komash Yirtze. There's a greater amount that you're allowed to take out. You're not limited to the three meals if you're bringing it from your house to your courtyard. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, by Shachris you can only take out two meals, and he brings down from the Bach, Habach Kosav, Dimhuli Acha Chatzos, according to the Bach, if it's after Chatzos, even though you haven't eaten lunch yet, Afilu Madayin Lo Ochal, if you haven't eaten lunch, nevertheless, ein matzil ki emozon suda achas. You're still only allowed to save one meal for shalashuris, because as Dirshu footnote number four brings down, according to the Bach, et the chatzos, you can't be yotze the suda shenis shal Shabbos, shekvar over zmana. You've passed the time to eat that suda, and therefore it's too late to be yotze that suda, and therefore you're only allowed to bring out for shalashuris. However, the Prima Gadol Mefakrit is there, the Mishnah Berurah says, and says even if you haven't eaten lunch, if it's after Chatzos, you're allowed to go bring out two meals, one for that lunch and one for Shalosh Shuris. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'davko b'nei habayis. This is true that we're limiting over here the household members to go bring out three meals, two meals, one meal, depending on the time of the day that it is. However, Shadleika bo, it's only talking about the people that the fire is in their house. Lo yatzil yose mishom the ikol lemecha shemitoch shetrudim bahatzola yishkuchu hashabbos v'yichabu. Only these people that live there in that house are considered that they can only limit themselves to three meals, because if we allow them to take more, in their zeal to take more, they may end up coming to put out the fire. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sivkot and Gimel wrote to Lomar, v'alkein vadei bo, they're going to become totally involved in what they're doing, and they'll forget it's Shabbos. V'yishar v'slei, osa l'kabuye. And if you allow them to take more and more and more, they'll just forget, and they'll put out the fire. V'inei kanasvino l'hatzul kadesh l'yichabe. Here, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we allow them over here to only take out three meals to prevent them from putting it out. And yet, in regards to a mace, when it comes to Vagabi mace, Matirun Latzilo, Kadesh Lichabe, we allow them to take out the mace in order that they won't put out the fire. So we seem to have two conflicting things. Here we limit them because they may come to put out the fire, and then we don't limit you, we allow you to take out the mace because that will prevent you from putting out the fire. Seems to be a stira. So the Mishnah Berurah answers, Kosova Tosos, he brings down from Tosos, the Bemes, Odom Bol, Olav Tvei. In regards to a Nebuchadnezzar dead person, the family is overwhelmed over here, and they're definitely going to, if you don't let them take out the body, they're going to go and put out the fire. Because in that situation, there's a more of a likelihood, if you don't take out the body, that they will intentionally put out the fire. Avokan here, the Ein Odom Bol Kokach, a person is not going to be so overwhelmed over here with the fire. Again, we're talking about there's no Pikuach Nefashos whatsoever, it's just a financial loss. And therefore, we're not concerned that if you don't let them take out the three meals, that they'll put out the fire. So here, if you let them take more than three meals, paradoxically, because he's so involved in what he's doing, he'll forget. So it's two competing psychological aspects over here, and that's why the din is different in both cases, midrabbanan. The issue footnote number 5 brings down even a very wealthy person who is going to lose all of his money over here. His entire wealth will go down. It'll go from being a big gvir to now being an oni hamachazer al hapsochim. So nevertheless, even such a person wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. However, it does bring down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, if the person is going to be so distraught and depressed, he could actually die from such a financial loss. So then he says this would be like pikuach nefashos, and you'd be allowed to do this. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal brings down Sha'af Shenesel Balabais Atzmu Lahatzel Midleika, that while the Balabas can't take out more than three meals, and he has to trust in Hashem and not worry over this, we don't have to stop other people from doing this. And he can't assume that his family members will be able to withstand this nisayon, like he is supposed to be able to withstand the nisayon, and therefore he is more makel to allow these things to be done if they're isurim derabbanan, and even under certain situations for an isur daraisa. So the Mechaber told us that the din is that the family members themselves can't do this. However, he brings down, but the nearby houses are afraid that the fire may spread to them. They're not in a state of behila right now, so they can go and save whatever they need to save. They don't have the same restriction over here that they'll come to put out the fire. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet explains, as I mentioned, they're not so overwhelmed over here, they're not so anxious that they will come to put out the fire. And he brings down Ayin the Sefer Neir Yisroel, Shevi B'Shem Shulchan Atzishitim, Shekosav, who writes, we're going to see the Ramah in Sivchav Vav, tells us, the Bizman is there, is what I pointed out at the start of the Shir, and we'll end off of the Shir as well, that nowadays, Shanu Shurim Ben Ein Yehudim, we live amongst the non-Jewish people, V'ish Chashas Sakonis Nefashos, and as well, there's a concern for loss of life. The mutar lechabos. Today we do you allow you to put out the fire. Mimela mutar mafilu bosom bayishad leka sham lahatzil echolim kamashiyotzu. Therefore, you'd be allowed in this situation to take out whatever you need to take out. Vodin dvarim hamuktzim, and you can even take out muktz items. Ukmosha din the veis hashreinim. Likewise, this is the din for the neighbors as well. Kivdein ligzor shmitoch shiabo yovel lechabos. We don't have any concern over there that in their anxiety over there they're going to come to put out the fire. The hari bisman is there mutar lechabos, because technically you could even put out the fire today, as we just pointed out, because of Safi Bikur and Nefashos. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Ein Zemuchrat, that's not clear proof over here. The Efshar Shemitoch Biluso, Yobi Leishar Melachos. Here, maybe the rabbi said, because he's so anxious over here, he'll do other Melachos. Lo Tzor Birushus Arab and Kodoma. Maybe we'll take it out to the public domain. Ukein Yisham Rusham Bigmor, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Gabi Nish Biro Lochavis Birosh Gago. If you have a barrel that broke on your roof, Ayin Shom, what the halacha is. And we see in Deir Shifut number 7 that the Gemara says, that even though there's nothing prohibited there. We didn't let you pour it into a kli because you may come to go carry a kli from the Rishus HaRabim. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, and we call Mokum, in Limchos Biyadim Akilim, you don't have to tell people that are Mekel here to stop. This is being in the Taz and Sivkot and Beis, Mashma Gamkin, Batzolos Mos, Mutul Adas, Bala Truma, and Ain Over Ari Day, Issa the Raisa. You can do an Issa the Rabbanim, but not an Issa the Raisa. And this is also the opinion of the Issa the Heter. We'll pick up the last few words of the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.